ละมันต้องอบให้จะตัด
ละพร้อม
มันต้องปัด
ครับ What's the last one? Is that the deepest? How? By praying to?
By bhavana. Only we can please Krishna. Aradhika by deep. Only it can approach to the feet of Krishna. If he selects one of any sufficient gopis, and he will not lick her feet, they may do anything that they will send us to the feet of Krishna. Sri Rupa Kripaye Suniyachi Loka Mukhe Bole Sarvajan. Sri Rupa Kripaye Mide Sri Krishna Chari. In a poem it has been written, Narottam Thakur is writing, I have heard that by taking shelter in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, Radha and Krishna easily be found. So I pray my Gurudev that he should take me to Rupa Goswami and should fell me in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. And pray for me that you should take me to Jugal Kishore. Jugal Kishore, you know? Jugal Kishore, Kishore. Radha and Krishna. Then Rupa Goswami, Rukmanjari will take me to Lalita Vishakha. And tell her, pray him, pray her, that this special mercy for them, this new one. Then they will take to Radha and Krishna. Radha will tell, ask, who is he? Then Rukmanjari will tell, that newly coming, oh, it seems very efficient, very what?
Organized.
Very sweet. Very beautiful. Very efficient in every color. Color, you know? Art. Master of all art in all cities. Then Srimati will love something. My Lalita will give her hand in the hands of Yugal Srimati Kishori ji. And she again will give her hand in the hands of Rupa Manjal. Keep it. And make this newly sati so efficient in every dancing, singing, playing, doing everything. So if anyone like this efficient sati is found, everything is so is so merciful.
You said pray to our guru to bring us to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. So how can we think of our Prabhupada in his vasta city without imagination, without kalpana?
Everything to him.
But should we meditate on him in the form that he previously revealed?
No, how you should be. What is continuing?
If I take off the tape, can I ask a question? Pretty
safe. One who said, my everything, and I will be like you.
The president of Jay Cemetery told me so that the more the Panchatattva distributed love of God, the more it increased hundreds of times. So whenever you distribute it to us, you're getting it hundreds of more times anyway.
You are taking my self-seeking.
That's only Vivekananda who said that. Just one last question, very quick. Sometimes when I pray to Radharani for direct service, I say, please give me your direct service so that when I preach, it'll have more effect. But is this proper, or should I just forget about the preaching and just say, please give me your direct service, and then everything else will come automatically? Is that a dumb question, as usual?
It's a good question.
Very profound. It's a very deep question.
Again,
you know, we pray to Radharani, please give me your service. Let me put the necklace on you, etc., etc. Let me have your direct service. So, one of my services, you know, here with this body is prachar, you know, Bhadi Bhakti prachar. So sometimes when I pray to Radharani for her direct personal service, I say, so that when I preach to the public, it will have, you know, you will be present there, and I'll have more effect in giving people Krishna consciousness. Because right now, I don't have effect. Is that kind of prayer okay? It will be very effective. But I mean, should I bother praying like that or not? In other words, don't pray like that.
Then preaching is the most beautiful. Anyone see you weeping, rolling, less and less time more than what you are doing. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing preaching in mass here and there and there, but he did so many times more when he was in jail, Gambira, and weeping, where is God? Anyone hear you? At that time, she is certainly like Gopi, realized so. I think only the fancy realized. I'm telling for so many years and years that two chance, yes, I have no water. No water comes. I want that.
Krishna to come
with water. Heart to come out. Then really this thing is Sathan Vajra.
How do we understand that, Maharaj, that somebody who is transcendental to the modes of nature and doesn't have any karma like you, yet you appear to be ill sometimes? How do we understand that?
That's just mercy.
We can say that about ourselves, but someone who's beyond karma, someone...
Then he is telling. Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit. First is it known. In connection with his home. But for others, he will see that Satyenu Kampa, we should say that Krishna is there. Krishna is doing Kripa Tukha. In so many meters. For gopis, he goes outside of gopis. And gopis are waiting. And they are so sad, telling that Jesus, that we have done anything wrong in past life, that Krishna has done our life. So, regarding ourselves, we should know that for past time, since for good, we are having all this. And for others, Krishna is doing mercy to them. How? I am not, I am so angry. I am so angry. I am so wretched. I am so curvy. But always I am busy with curvy. But Krishna has already healed. So that is so successful. I want to see that. There, going everywhere. Well, I have no time to do that. But see Krishna thought that he will not go. So he must be healed. So that he will not go here and there and he will die. Because it is the mercy of Christ that he has been. I have anger, they have sent me ill. And how ill I will be angry to others. All are serving me. So I am debtor to them. So I will have to think that I should. At that time, I am without help. कर जा रही है। तो ही फेल्ट एंग्री एंड सो ही कंटिफाइड एंड स्टेप्ड टू ब्रेक। अंडरस्टैंड नो
what?
If I will be and I will be angry to any person, then it will be like this and with you. So by fear I will not die. So Krishna has created such a circumstance that you should not be angry. If you will be angry, they will be. You should not abuse anyone. If you will be abused, they will be. So Krishna has done so much, so good task for circumstances that I had to hotly check me. So this is just much. And so Lakshya, Krishna has fallen ill. How can he be? So he did. I was so nervous and my body was so strong in my young age. Always going, moving here and there. No? So Krishna fell me ill and Guru Dev ordered that you cannot go here and there. So you should translate Bangla Bhakti book in Hindi and you should manage to publish a monthly magazine. So by thought I have to live here. Guru Maharaj created a mat here for me. That he will live here, read books. He gave me so many books here because I was in at that time. Krishna fell me ill. And then I was bound to read books sitting in illness. And writing something. I became part of at last. I became a very famous editor. Knowing very thing. This was the mercy of Krishna that I tell you. If I was not ill by the Krishna mercy, I could not read books. I would have been ignorant one. So everything is policy and mercy of
God. You said we should read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Yes.
So in there, in the last volume, there appears...
You have read?
Yes.
But very key.
You have to read it again, though. There's stories that Gopa Kumar tells about Aristasura and Keshi that are different from the Bhagavatam, apparently. Because it said that Krishna didn't kill Arista, but he just made him a bull for his cart. And Keshi just became one of the horses in Vrindavan.
We'll have to reconcile all these facts.
So.
God may give you how I reconcile all these things. You make us reconcile all these times. It is true to any extent. And for more than that thing is same. Prabhupada has told that he killed this Keshi. But after what? After that what began? He went to Golok.
Yeah,
because Krishna has killed him.
Uh-huh.
He went to Golok and became in a shape of horse there. and please Krishna plate, sometimes write on it and run. So both are the same. Understand?
Also, when Makura came to take Krishna to Mathura, Krishna got off the chariot and he went into the forest with the gopis. And then when Akura and Balaram came to get Krishna, the gopis still didn't want Krishna to go. They said, "You're a liar. Mother Yasoda's Krishna's real parents. And even if you have to kill Kamsa and protect the Yadavs, still we don't want you to do it." So it appears that they're not compassionate to Devaki and Vasudeva and the Yadus, and that Krishna shouldn't leave them to save them, to save the people in Mathura. How do we understand that they are compassionate, that they're not selfish? The gopis.
Gopis are selfish.
Well, it appeared that way because they said, don't go in.
That giving argument that to save 100 and 1,000, one should be killed, this is no offense. Understand? To save 100, 1,000, by killing one, then killing is good. And to save 1,000 and less are killed, this is not good. So gopis are, they are only positive and they will be killed. And they will be killed by Kamsa. But here, everyone will be killed by themselves, not by Kamsa. Because Krishna is so full and life of all gopis and gopis. They will be killed themselves. Without any
external force.
But Devaki and Vasudeva will not be killed if Kamsa does not kill. So it may be that anyhow Kamsa will be checked and they may not be killed. But here everyone will be killed.
But didn't it also involve the whole Yadav dynasty was afraid of Kamsa?
Huh?
The whole Yadav dynasty was afraid of Kamsa. So didn't it involve their protection as well? The whole Yadav dynasty? That because if Krishna killed Kamsa, then the whole Yadav dynasty would be protected.
But anyhow, they will be not killed. They will be kept. They will go here and there and they will. But gopis cannot go there anywhere. They are telling the real fact that Rakuji is loyal. Because they have themselves seen that Yasoda has yelled a baby, Krishna. But why are they telling? So gopis are. There is something in gopis argument, but not in Akru's argument. He has partially what Mathura.
They have partiality towards Vrindavan.
No. They are telling. अरे कब से बैठी हैं ये, एक दो घंटे से बैठी हैं और भी निकला, उनका कोई काम समझा तो है।
One young girl and her family approached me yesterday in the guest house.
Where?
In the guest house at our temple. And just very basically, we were talking about Krishna consciousness, chanting, japa, because she was chanting the Balabhacharya, that mantra that they do. Yeah. Some guests monks who have come to our Bombay or Calcutta temple. So I have two questions. One, what happens if somebody chants Sri Krishna Sharanamala? Can they also reach the destination of Krishna? Or what is their status? Do they have to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or what? I personally think so, because Krishna Das Kaviraj said that anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, he's not accepted as a real Vaishnava. But other people think differently, so I'm asking you.
No, it's not that way. Oh. 60,000 rishis went to Ram.
60,000 what? Rishis.
In Dandakara. They went to Ram. And they were again in the form of gopis and became gopis and went Ram. So by going Ram, also Ram can be achieved and Krishna can be achieved. Shruti have received gopi bhav and they are in gopi. Billava Mangali, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has also received.
So why does...
Jayadevata also has.
Right. So why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say that then? Why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say that? Adi Leela chapter 8.
What?
That anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna and worship him, he can't achieve Krishna.
How? Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu you can achieve. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can feel like this. But before, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was as new birth.
Right, but I mean now, the people now who are in, say, in other sampradayas, Balabha Sampradaya, who chant Sri Krishna Sharanam Mala, what is their...
What do you mean by Krishna Sharanam?
Surrender to Krishna. Take shelter of Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told this thing. You Bhajya Age Kaha. Understand? You Bhajya Age Kaha. It is outward. Go on. Sarvadharman Patekimam E Pansaranam Brajaham Swan Sarvapapam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, oh, this is not good. This is outward. So, only Saranakti will not do. Saranakti is for protect, for taking anything from Krishna. So Saranakti is not bhakti. It is the door of bhakti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bhakti, what he has given, is another post-Guruvaiya thing. The fourth Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramchandra and all others have given Gopi Bhav, but not Manjari Bhav. And he is driven, those who came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, qualified, unqualified, every whom he saw, he gets that Bhav. Even to animals, was specialty in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's so generous. He's so kind. He's so merciful than Krishna. At that time, Dandakaranya Vasi had austerities for about lakhs and lakhs years. But now, in one or two Asli Bhakti, Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, friend come. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So when I was speaking to her about the holy name, Krishna's non-different from his name, because I knew in my heart that I have no realization of this, it was very painful to speak to her, because I knew, what can I give her? Because I have no realization. So when I experience that pain, how should I pray to Krishna, or what should I do?
We should pray with our heart. Our burdens and hearts should be one. When we are praying, our heart should become out in the shape of tears. Then both will be one.
So we
can tell, but we cannot do without mercy of Krishna or any special Krishna essence. We can live for worldly things, but not for such things. We can see, we can do something, but how to live? Indian ladies are very expert in living. Are you expert in living? Oh, she is very expert. I want to learn how to live. I also want to live. But I want to live from my heart. Oh, Krishna. This is. Only Raganga Bhakti can do very easy. But it is hard to very much
come.
If there is no Raga Bhakti, Raganga, we should go on doing Vaidhi Bhakti. No other alternative.
And we should pray for qualifications in Navadvip. So, can we pray to Navadvip while we are in Vrindavan for qualifications to enter Vrindavan? And it's just the same. Is that because of the merciful nature of Navadvip Dham?
Have you read Mahabhutya Kadambini? It is very nice. Try to follow the lines of Mahabhutya Kadambini. And
In the Madhurya Kadambini, there are many, many kasayas mentioned, and anarthas, and obstacles. And you say we should think how to give them up. And at other times, you say we can give them up by having greed, they automatically go away. So how do we adjust this? Do we try to get rid of them individually, or try to increase the greed by praying and begging more? I can bring you back from the west. That's difficult to get here or whatever. If there's some other book of Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur's 10th canto purport, we don't know about it, but we're reading the 10th canto.
By and by.
Serving the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna by inviting Radharani over.
Huh?
So that she can facilitate the connection between Radha and Krishna.
Anyhow, I can call anybody. Why? Why? present no sentence.
Realized in her and in Harikatha. Yes.